Unit 12, Studying Abroad.
Every year, thousands of students travel to foreign countries to study. Every year, thousands of students travel to foreign countries to study. Every year, thousands of students travel to foreign countries to study. A little less than 10% go to Australia, and around 5% go to Canada. A little less than 10% go to Australia, and around 5% go to Canada. A little less than 10% go to Australia, and around 5% go to Canada. First, all students must graduate from high school before they can apply to a university. First, all students must graduate from high school before they can apply to a university. First, all students must graduate from high school before they can apply to a university. Universities in the United States, Australia, and Canada usually require some kind of standardized exam, such as the SAT in the United States. Universities in the United States, Australia, and Canada usually require some kind of standardized exam, such as the SAT in the United States. Universities in the United States, Australia, and Canada usually require some kind of standardized exam, such as the SAT in the United States. In most countries, students must apply to each university they hope to go to. In most countries, students must apply to each university they hope to go to. In most countries, students must apply to each university they hope to go to. This can save students a lot of time and money. This can save students a lot of time and money. This can save students a lot of time and money.